Yeah, we still have our saves. I don't know where they're at, but they're there. Oh, this is the... Look at that! Look at that! Hey, okay, guys. This is a Grimlord here, and I want to explain something. The version of the game we have is 1.0.35. Okay, this version is 1.040. What's the difference? One's the extended edition. Guess what? I paid for 1.035 and somehow I didn't get the extended edition. And there's no way to buy the extended edition on the itch.io page. It only gives me 1.035. So what did I not get when I paid $10? That kind of gets me a little upset. Like, I want to slap somebody in the back of the head when it comes to that. Look, I know I'm not one of your Patreons, but if somebody's going to pay you money for a game, they need to get the whole game, okay? Like, all of you AVN creators, listen up. If you guys are gonna put your games on, I understand you want to give your Patreon something special, but look, when the game is done, you give the people what they ask for. There's deluxe editions, there's special editions of every game, right, DP?
Yeah.
Like, Mortal Kombat has a deluxe edition. Spider-Man's gonna have a deluxe edition. Why do we have deluxe and extended editions? I'll pay you two fucking more dollars for the extended edition, guy. But, no, you go to itch.io, there's no fucking extended edition. It's 1.035. So what did we miss? I don't know. But this is the version we're playing now. We're playing the extended edition because, you know, fuck this guy for not giving us the extended edition. I mean, it's a fun game. It's all right. It's not my favorite. But we're going to continue it with the full version that I guess the Patreon people got. I fucking don't know anymore. All right, everyone, let's get started. No sense in me going on again. Probably should look for Lydia upstairs. All right, let's grab a beer for me and something for Lydia. And you guys, sorry about that AC. It's fucking hot, okay? Just realize it. So if there was a little bit of AC in the background, we've killed it.
We're in the south.
We're in the south. It's fucking hot. All right, let's grab a beer for me and something for Lydia. I wonder if they have any good wine. That seems like something she'd like. Yes, perfect. The wine looks good. Now I just go up to her, offer the drink, and strike up some conversation. She likes music. I can talk to her about music. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, dude. You scared me. Hey, cool mask, right? Yeah, fucking creepy mask, especially if you run into him in the darkness. This is the third floor. Just one girl here. I don't see Lydia. Do I know this girl?
Dude, how can you not know who that is? Barista.
Yep. Yeah, that's her. Oh, that's the not yours tattoo girl that slept with... No, it's not. It's the tattoo girl that slept with Pete the other day.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Let's hope this... Alike. Yeah, they do. Let's hope this mask is hiding me well enough that she doesn't recognize me. Is there someone on the balcony? That looks like the same group as in the cafeteria. Min, Cynthia, and Lydia. Yeah, that's them. And Lydia doesn't have a drink. Perfect time to make a move. Hey, Lydia, would you care for a drink? Dude, I don't even think you're supposed to say her name straight up. Look at her face. I think he just fucked up.
You just said her name.
Oh, thank you. I'll take it. So I said to the clerk, you think I would buy this? Nothing, thanks. I'm fine. Yes, you are. Show me the stuff you aren't donating to the homeless. Harsh, did it work? Yeah, the new stock was in the back, so swing and a miss. I should probably try talking to her when she isn't chatting with other girls. Let's go back and find out about the events. What to do next? Secret Oral Santa. Go watch Min's event or go watch Anthony's event.
I feel like they're going to trick you into doing something gross with the dude.
No, because I've got that taken out. What was Anthony's event? What was the... Looks like this... Seems like this event is happening on the rooftop. I told you, I'm straight.
Hey!
Hey! The light is too bright. Close the door. That is much better. Are you girls here for the event? Yes, it looks like the right place, but Mr. Dickey's not here yet. Yeah, so what were we talking about? You being straight, have you never even experimented with a girl? Maybe. Have you? Of course, I'm a lesbian. No, have you ever experimented with a cock? What? Fuck no. You've never sucked a dick? Never had a guy take your virginity? That's disgusting. Hey, guy, come over here. I just need your dick. I'm all yours. Okay, so here's the deal. I'll do to Vesna whatever she does to you. What? It's really simple. You kiss him, I'll kiss you. You suck his cock, I'll eat your cunt. You let him fuck you, I'll do whatever you want all night long. That isn't funny. I'm serious. What the fuck? Dude just transported in like he's from another planet. Welcome. Holy shit. Where did he come from? Please, take a seat. Where would we sit? Yeah, this motherfucker. Wow. Ow. Okay, this promises to be interesting. You seem excited. Oh yes, I love crazy experiments. Experiences. Let your imagination run free. Okay, I'm willing to go with the flow. Me too. Now you're ready. We'll have to travel for some time to see the right... What? We will have to travel for some time to find the right place. Hold tight to the candles. They will direct to the right world. Huh? Okay, this motherfucker just transported the candles in. What? World? We're traveling? Just feel it, don't you? It's so sunny there, yet I can feel the raindrops on the leaves. I feel the sea breeze. Waves are crashing to the shore. And a bird, I hear birds. Just open your eyes, you're already there. My eyes are... Oh! What the fuck? This is beautiful. The sun. I can feel the sea.
He's on BCB.
I can feel the sunlight on my skin. Hey, how are you naked? I don't know, I was just looking at you and wanted to be naked. I want to be naked too. She's not naked. She's not all the way naked. That's not naked. Wow. Okay, now she's naked. Except for the mask. How are you doing this? Just want it. Want to be naked. You are so gorgeous. Your skin is so warm and soft. Why are you still dressed? Oh, undress for you. Anything for you. Anything? I want you to undress for him. I want you to see his dick getting hard because of you. Did you ever make a dick hard? I don't think so. Then do it. As you wish. Anything you say. Watch me. You look gorgeous. See, he is getting hard. Now go to him. It is not what I expected. Beautiful. See, you're making his cock hard. And now all you want is to taste this cock with your mouth. You want nothing else but this dick in your throat, hard and deep. Yes, I want it. Good girl. Now you're ready. Go into the water and swallow this man meat. Yes, she says. A lesbian. Yep, that's how that works. I mean, that's all the animation is.
Don't you think it's weird at lesbians, even when they're lesbians, use a fake dick to take it off half the time?
Wow, honey, you look delicious. Are you sure it's your first time having a dick in your mouth? How does it feel? Awesome, I had no idea that a penis could feel this good. Uh-oh, we may have converted her. Don't make him wait. Boy, I tell you what, I don't know what's more amazing. The fact that her mouse moves or the fact that mask moves.
That mask
is amazing. It's like Jim Carrey's mask. Oh, this is fantastic. I've never seen anything that turned me on this much. Come here, darling. Let me taste him from your mouth. Now, my dear, the next step. You want this tasty dick to fill your virgin pussy? Don't you want that? Oh, I think I do. I want to feel it inside me. Then what are you waiting for? He's ready for you up there. Fly to him. Okay, this is getting crazy. Yes, I see him. Hold on, did she just... Come here. We'll just do it here? Yes.
Don't fall.
Yeah. Fuck me, yes. And I just can't believe that mask. It's amazing. It's a magic mask. Oh my god, I can feel you inside me. Yes, do you like it? Unbelievable, I can feel you. Oh, I'm close. Should I come inside her? She has a name. It seems to be B-E-C... Is it Becky? Why would you put your name on your boob? That might not be hers. Yes, do it. What? Wow, that was a trip. It was all a dream? I saw you fuck her. What kind of fucked up dream was that? Okay, this was literally amazing. Vesna, I guess I owe you nothing. You owe me nothing. Nothing happened. My balls are nearly exploding. Really? Well, if you want to make it up to me. I need to go find some release or a cold shower. I wonder what's going on up in the third floor. It's pretty dark in here. That girl from Monday morning. Why is she all alone in the dark up here? I don't see anyone else. Weird. Hello. Oh, hello. Do you need any help? I'm Grim. Yeah, I remembered you. Pete's roommate. Maybe I was too hard on you about that. Yeah, that was a pretty That was a pretty shitty first impression. Sorry about that. Forgiven. Let's start over. I'm Queen Bee. Wait. Let me turn on the light. Better now? Or better now. What were you doing all alone in the dark up here? Oh, I was just trying to figure out the Wi-Fi password. My phone has no bars here. Weird, my phone just connected when I walked up. That's how he checked my invite. Oh, duh, of course, I didn't even think of that. I couldn't connect to the network because I was already connected. Thank you. Who knows how long I would have been trying to figure that out. No problem. Is there anything else I can help you with? I have to ask, did you like the way I look? Oh, yeah. Would you like to see more? Are you saying? Yes. Yes, I would. The bear shit in the woods. Do you like what you see? I'm sorry, I gotta ask. Are you high? Maybe a little, don't worry. I'm sober. Then I love everything I'm seeing. This is awesome. Don't you want to touch them? I sure do. Okay, that's so he does.
If Mr. Bean came across some tits.
My name's Bean. Mr. Bean.
You gotta try this purple shit. It is. Hello. Oh, hi, Grim.
What?
Where is she going? Wow, that girl's fast in so many ways. Uh-oh, looks like the paranoia kicked in for Hannah. Better give her a minute to calm down before you go after her. I think I'll just let her be. She called herself Queen Bee, not Hannah. We barely met. Go you. Alright, I'll bring her dress. I think I know where she'll be once she's cooled off. By the way, I think she said her name was Queen Bee. Oh, right. It's hard to remember what names to use here. Who are you now? I'm Grim, but mostly I've just been using my real name. Cool, Grim. I guess I'm Echo. I'm sure you... Yeah, I know, but I say Grim. I guess I'm Echo. I'm sure you get the anagram.
Is his friend's sister?
Yeah. Well, it's almost an anagram. I guess Echo L would be too obvious. Or Leco. All right, I'll see you, L Hulk. Sure, see ya, Grim. Oh, wait, what's up? Dr. D and I are smoking out on the balcony. There's a whole selection of different kinds. Maybe you want to join us? Nah, I'm not ready to go running out of the house wearing nothing but a smile. What? Oh, yeah, Hana. Queen Bee. Right, I better go check on her. I'm not saying Hannah because it's H-A-N-A, so it's going to be like a Hana. Thanks, Echo. Later, Grim. I guess I'll still have time to visit one more event. What to do next? Secret what? Oral Santa or go watch men's event?
Who is me? I'd say...
Let's find out. We can always go back. Men's event should be on the first floor. Here's Daisy. Grim. Oh, hey, Daisy. Oh, what's up? Let's go. I need you. Sure. Where are we going? Fine. You win. Get the fuck out of my way. I need a smoke. Dude, you missed a hell of a show. Dahlia was all... Wow. I have a challenge. I take Grim, you get Pete. Whichever one of us can make their guy come first wins. Holy crap, they did something like this in Starless. But it was worse. Too easy. Where's the challenge in that? Because in Starless, it's always worse. I wasn't finished. The girl can only use her hands to get the guy hard, but after that, anything goes. Is that it? Yes. Fine. Go ahead and get ready. I'm not complaining, but are you sure this is a good idea? Don't worry, we've got this. Pete can't get hard from just a hand job. Why would you... Besides, he's already come several times today. I don't want to know. Dahlia's butt must be really sore. Or maybe I want to hear more. Later. I'm ready whenever you are. Let's do this. Go! Okay, do you feel my tits against your back? Yes. Now look at me. That works apparently. My guy is ready. Let's get this easy win. Just focus on my eyes, okay? Right. Oh, so good. I'm about to come. Gah! This game was actually released in 2021, so it's still rather new. What? How did she...
Oh, she stuck a finger up his ass.
Yep. Did she make him come with a finger in his ass? You can stop. I won. What? How? That can't be! Are you saying he didn't come? What? No, I didn't mean that. You won. Daisy? Could use a little help here. But I lost. Could you finish? Would you mind? But I lost. The game is over. Oh. Sorry about that, dude. Hold on. Don't challenge men. I don't have a choice. Never mind, I'm ready. Let's go. My balls are gonna explode soon. Two events with getting my dick sucked and didn't manage to come a single time. What to do next? Seems like all events are already over. I wish I was able to attend all of them. The main event is about to start, but I need some fresh air. Fresh air, that's what I need. I hear someone's coming. It's Lydia. Oh, hey Lydia. It's a beautiful night. And a very strange party. She seems lost in thought. We've been friends since we were kids, always competing against each other. Sometimes I won, sometimes she won, but we did those things together. Yet in some ways, she's much more adventurous than I am. I think she's talking about men. Well, in one way, she's more sexually adventurous. I guess I'm pretty vanilla. She's my best friend, so of course I was invited, and of course I came to this party. Yet I can't help wondering, why am I here? Maybe you're here to meet me. Uh-oh. That sounded good. That sounded confident. Did I really just say that? Hey, Lydia, the main event is about to begin. Let's go. I guess that's my cue. It's really nice to meet you. Likewise. Holy crap, I talked to her. That was awesome. I think she really noticed me. That was going so well. Fuck. Why did that asshole have to interrupt us and take her away? Oh my god, dude. Quit being such a fucking simp. Be cool, be cool. She noticed me. We spoke. There will be more opportunities. Hey, is the main event happening downstairs? Want to join me? I'm not. I'm trying to meet someone. She's just occupied with someone else at the moment. Dude, a girl at...
What the fuck?
Don't you know the way to attract women is to have an even better looking woman on your arm? She's inviting you, asshole!
Better do it.
Good point. Point. I'm Grim. Lissa, it's a pleasure to meet you. Looks like the main event will happen here.
Hey.
Hey there, little Mr. Big Talk. Oh, hey, Daisy. Have you met Lissa? Charmed. My pleasure. Oh, Grim, I hope you're not upset with me. Why would I be upset with you? We lost. I guess I didn't try hard enough. It's okay. I enjoyed while it lasted. I just got overconfident. I didn't think she would do that. Well, maybe next time.
Yay.
Yes, next time we'll come prepared. I hope that means lots of practice and training for both of us. Wow, what is this thing? It's some kind of postament or pedestal. Postament? I have a couple of ideas about how they might use it. I can't wait to see. Grim, good to see you again. Good to see you. That was quite the experience earlier. You were a remarkable subject. I've never met someone so in tune with their subconscious before. Thanks, I think. You must allow me to invite you to more sessions. I look forward to it. Yeah, so do I. I want to see that weird shit happen again. Excellent, I'll contact you. But for now, I must prepare for the main event. By the way, I believe if you stand over there, you'll have the best view in the house. Other than my view, of course. Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, and those who self-identify otherwise, please gather around. The main event is about to begin. Oh, there's Lydia. Fuck, she's with this guy again. Who is that jerk? I would know if she was seeing someone, wouldn't I? While my lovely lady prepares, let's talk about the occasion. Many of you might know us beyond these masks. You might know that earlier this year we split up. Our relationship went into a stage where we lost the passion for each other. It happens. It was a mutual decision that we wanted to search for other adventures in our lives. When I discovered Fetish Locator, it didn't even occur to me that it might bring us back together. Yet while doing one of the challenges, I was contacted by Squizzle. How surprised I was to find my favorite girl waiting for me. Our passion sparked again, this time fueled by all the fetishes that we're exploring. So in order to celebrate us getting back together again and to give thanks to Fetish Locator, we decided to throw this kinky party. We hope that everyone enjoyed this evening, and I have a feeling that you won't mind having another party like this one. Yes, we might have this as a regular event. And now I think my lovely Squizzle is ready. One moment. How does that feel? Cold. Like there's a spear of ice up my back door. That's good. Maybe next time I should use the lube that burns. Maybe we can try that in private first. Where's the fun in that? You look uncomfortable. Would you like a gag? That depends. Do you want him to finish in your mouth instead? Got it. No gag for you tonight. Yes, she's ready. Allison, will you please adjust the lights? Thank you. When my lady love here told me tonight that I could do anything I wanted, I think she knew what I would do. As much as I love her, there's nothing that brings me as much pleasure as this thing she doesn't enjoy. Yet she willingly agreed to do this, isn't that right, my dear? Yes, let's do this. Excellent, so I hope you all enjoy watching this as much as I enjoy doing it. This is going to hurt. Yes, I am aware. Try to relax. It'll hurt less. Get on with it already. Alexa, bring the noise. Loud music fills the room. Damn, why is the music so loud? We're all in the same room. Oh, I guess it's to cover up if she screams. He's going awful slow. This is the perfect view. It's very dark, but everyone seems to be enjoying the show. You've unlocked a new bonus content. Seems like Lydia and this dude are arguing. That's good, right? Faster, she says. Wow, what the fuck? What the fuck is he doing? Son of a bitch, I'm gonna kill him. I gotta get up there before something happens. Okay, where would they go? Muffled screaming. Behind that door. Years you've been teasing me. Not tonight. Not again. I'm getting some tonight. Oh, shh.
Rapey.
Not even rapey. This is full on rape. Help! Who the fuck are you? What the fuck are you doing? Kicking your ass, what do you think? Okay, don't...
Boy, that's the goofiest...
Please, that's enough. Fuck. Motherfucker. Wait. Please don't leave me. Did you just lock the door? Of course, just in case he comes back. Hey, it's okay. It's just me, Grim. I'm not gonna hurt you. I was so scared. I'm sorry. That was... No, I mean, thank you. He was out of control. Yeah, that just wasn't like me. I'm not a violent person. It looks like you practice. Nah, not really. I did some martial arts when I was younger, but... Shit, I don't think I've been in a fight since middle school. It was just the right thing to do. Someone had to. I'm glad you did. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what now? I don't think you'll be back, but I feel safer with you here. Cool. So, seen any good movies lately? Small talk might not be the best idea at the moment. But she needs some distraction from what just happened. Huh? Movies? Yeah, just the latest MCU film, I guess. Nice. Did it pass the Bechdel test? Oof. Bechdel test? What the fuck am I doing? Bechdel test? That came out of nowhere. Anyway, I guess? Kinda? I think it's a weird test regardless. People take it way too seriously, in my opinion. Why do you think that? You don't need to isolate women from men to create strong characters. Exactly! Look at Red Sonja!
Yep.
We were reading these Red Sonja comics from Marvel. They were good. She was a very strong character, and you can write strong female characters even in a movie dominated by men. Exactly. Nothing against strong female characters. Don't get me wrong. I like more good female representation just as much as the next person. But some of these new movies that try to be pro-feminist sure do come off like they're pandering.
Really, you think?
Anyway, that's a whole debate I don't want to really get into right now. But I'm sure didn't expect you to be such a feminist. Why would you even know about the Bechdel test? I'm not a feminist and I know about the fucking Bechdel test. Oh, that sure is sounding a little sexist. What, because I'm a guy? I don't know about feminist stuff? That was a crappy joke, I admit. I'm just kidding. I don't really know what to tell you. I'm a modern guy. I got friends that's into that sort of stuff, so I guess I picked it up from them. Well, it's not like it's necessarily a bad thing. It's just it was a bit of a weird thing to bring up right after, well, you know. Yeah, sorry about that. It's just the first thing that came to my mind for some reason. But at the same time, I like stories with good characters, female characters included. I bet it makes them more attractive regardless of gender. Being attractive doesn't hurt. The other day I was rewatching Kill Bill, which is a really good series, I have to say. One or two. First one, then the other. I think you have to watch... I think that's the only way to watch them, to be honest. If you're going to watch the first one, you might as well watch the second one. Yeah. Despite the name, the story is really about the women. Even when you get to the end, it's less about getting revenge on the guy than it is about reuniting a mother and daughter. I've never thought about it like that. I don't know. Honestly, I think it was more about Bill. Getting the revenge on Bill. Yeah. That was the whole idea. Sometime later. And turned out that she was my boss's mother.
Ooh.
Wow, awkward. Yeah, I won't be working there again this summer. It's probably for the best. Yeah. Oh, hey, you hear that? I don't hear anything. Exactly, the music stopped. Oh, yeah, I didn't even notice. I think it's been pretty quiet for a long time. It's probably stopped being late and started being early. I don't mind.
Yeah, although now that you mention it,
you should probably get some sleep. You've had a long day. I think you're right, just... What's up? We didn't talk about it. Is there something to say? I knew he liked me, but that was years ago, okay? I made it clear we were just friends. I didn't tease him or lead him on or whatever. You don't have to tell me. I just don't want you to think... I don't. I'm really glad to hear you say that. All right, why don't you get some rest? Will you still be here when I wake up? I wouldn't dream of being anywhere else. I should dim the lights a bit. Can't sleep. I'm so excited. I can't believe my luck. I came stomping in like a hero, then we talked all night. Now she's lying here sleeping, looking so beautiful. I especially like... We'll get to that next time. I don't know. Really and truly...
Might want to save it there so we don't fuck up.
Yeah, you're really not supposed to. Like, I mean, you just stopped her from...
Getting raped.
Yeah.
Little fondlings. It's just a nibble.
Yeah, let's not do that. All right, so that's it for Fetish Locator Extended Edition right now. And we'll see you next time for more.